other words for that besides just jail that you've heard?
Well, a cell. It'll be a cold cell. I think they put them in a cold cell, mm-hmm. try to sew them up. Very drunk.
Okay, now is there a difference between, say, just the jail and a place where they're sent if they're drunk? You know, he may not have committed a crime.
Well, it's just a cell. They put him in until he's sober up. Mm-hmm. But I've always have heard that there'd be it'd be cool in it, you know, to kind of get him all sober up or something like that, nothing.
Okay.
Get sober up.
5 more minutes, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, what does a policeman carry for protection?
Gun.
Can you describe any different kinds?
Well, in a way, he has one on the side of his hips, mm-hmm. and he has one, I think it's a machine gun, other kind of gun has it in the car. That's the longest gun. And then he has a dog with him sometimes to protect him.
Now what about something else that they carry for protection?
Tear gas.
Yeah.
Tear gas. That's something they can throw. Mm-hmm. If a person doesn't come out, they put it through the window. Mm-hmm. And there's tear gas. That's something else, too.
Okay, now what about something they can just hit somebody with?
Club.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of any names for a prostitute besides prostitute?
No.
No.
How about that? Not a prostitute. That's all I know.
Okay.
No.
What would you call a building where several of them might work?
Oh, prostitute.
Uh-huh.
Well, I tell you, there's something you can't don't know who and who is and who ain't.
Mm-hmm.
But most of you, a prostitute is something like somebody doesn't ever work and be out in the street all the time and out there looking for some happening, you know? And sometimes they get old to some happening, sometimes they won't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you call a prostitute. Don't ever work. Gets mm-hmm. out all the time in the street.
Okay.
Trying to get what they can.
Okay, do you have a word for the managers of prostitutes? You know, the men who manage them?
No.
Okay. Have you heard of a pimp?
Oh, pimp? Uh-huh. Like on a job or something? Is that what you said
mean? What does that mean to you?
A pimp. Well, I tell you what a pimp means. A pimp it means is someone like someone to go and tell something on
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
And probably it's not so, and then it could be. Now that's what we call a pimp.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
See, and just go tell everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, they know that's all we call a pimp.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of a whorehouse?
Oh. Oh, I think there's something. Yeah, I know what a whorehouse is.
Okay.
That's just where people go and meet the men, and just like we're talking about the prostitutes, uh-huh. sellers, if you know. That's what you call a whole house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the women who pay are in, managers of the whole whorehouse?
Well, I don't know what you call them.
Okay.
Mm-mm. But they run, you know, they run the house, but
yes,
I don't know what you call them.
Okay. What would you call somebody who always drinks? Constantly drinks.
Just drink, constantly drink all, a drunker or something like that.
Okay. And how about somebody who doesn't really drink all the time, but just hangs around and doesn't work and it's no good?
Just lazy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to work and they don't try to.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a word for somebody? You know, a man or woman might be just sitting around doing nothing. Mm-hmm. You might say, well, there's a... Give one word for him?
Flunker or something like that.
Flunker?
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe it?
Just like you say now, they don't want to work and they drink a little bit uh-huh. and they ain't trying to get no job.